Good afternoon. We look forward to getting started this week again, preparing for the New Orleans Saints. Very talented football team that's overcome some adversity this year. They started the year off, as you know, 0-4 and came back now to be 5-3 in their last 8 games. The only team to have defeated the Atlanta Falcons this year in the division. An outstanding offensive team, very skilled. The quarterback, the front, the running backs, the wide receiver, the tight end. They've got a multitude of talented people on the offensive side of the ball, 6th in the league. 31 touchdown passes. You know, great percentage in the green zone at 70%. They lead the NFL in that area as well. Any combination of runners or receivers out of the backfield that you want to feature, they've got it. So they're a very good offensive team. The only thing I'll say about their defensive team is, in their loss the other day to Atlanta, they held Atlanta to 283 yards. So I understand all the discussions about their defense and their stats and all that stuff, but I will tell you they play hard. They have good, talented people. They have definitely improved, and they are a physical outfit, and you can attribute that to the division that they're in. And then if you look at their special teams, you know, their punter has the outstanding net in the league at 44 yards. Morstead, their returner, their kickoff return game is outstanding. Sproles will be back there on occasion. Sproles is back there in their punt return team. They have good team speed. So, you know, we certainly have our work cut out for us in this preparation. Questions?
Tom, how much of that defense do you, the improvement, do you see Steve Spagnuolo's influence on
yes.
it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Does that make it an attacking type of defense? That's kind
I
of.
I think they're getting more to that mode. Yes.
The last 2 times you played the Saints in New Orleans, the outcome was not good. You both talked about the fast track there and indoors there. I mean, you look forward to getting them on your surface.
Well, hopefully, yes. I mean, you're not going to change any of the skill set or anything of that nature, but it'd be nice to play them in our place. Yes.
Tom, you've talked about finishing before, whether it be finishing mm-hmm. the season or the fourth quarter. How do you get back to that? Is that more a mindset?
Well, it's an execution thing as well as a mindset. It's something that, you know, when you sell, and then you follow through on it, you can build upon that. And that hasn't happened in our last 2 losses. We've actually lost the fourth quarter and not finished the game we want the way we'd like to finish it. So that's something that that we do try to pound away at each week as the week goes on in terms of an objective for the game. And we need to get back to playing that way.
How is Travis Beckham? What's the situation?
I don't know. We'll see.
Is he going to practice today?
Today he will practice.
How much did Jason's back bother him in the game? And
I think it bothered him some, but not to the point where he couldn't play or wasn't effective.
Tom, do you look at the penalties as a blip on the screen? I mean, you guys have not been a very penalized team, and that's obviously something that you stress.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't expect that. I thought I had the game, you know, pretty much analyzed and understood and knew exactly how it was going to have to go for us to win. And the field, the first half did go that way. But that area, I didn't see that coming. And that's my fault. Call it whatever you want.
Do you know what to expect from this team this year on the inconsistency that we've seen so far?
Well, the consistency factor is something that has to happen for us, and that's one of the things we talked about today. Consistent in terms of all 3 phases helping each other, not hurting each other. And whenever you get to the point that you're trying to bring up, and I really would prefer not to talk about it, is the fact that you know, you got to overcome your own issues before you can expect to win. And when you have circumstance such as the way the penalties popped up the other day, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Whenever you're shooting yourself in the foot, you're aiding the other guy in terms of you know, your objective, which is to try to win. So, but as important as that was, as that whole thing is, the numbers wise, it is disturbing not to be able to understand in the nature of the game If it's going to be called like that, you got to get yourself under control. You can't give, you can't continue to put yourself in a position where things are called. So that's bothersome to me.
There's a report before the game that one of
I am trying not to go backwards, by the way. Is that kind of obvious? I am looking forward to this next game. We did talk about this the other day, and I would like to move on if you have any questions about New Orleans.
Tom, Brees has put up pretty good numbers against you guys. Yes, what makes him so successful?
Oh, he's an outstanding football player with great knowledge of what he wants to accomplish, confident, a lot of confidence between he and his receivers. You can go around the board, whether it's Colston or Graham or the speed on the outside or the running back coming out of the backfield. He has great confidence in that. He has a big, strong offensive line to protect him. So he's been effective not just against us, against a lot of people. I think he's, 31-16 in terms of touchdowns and interceptions. Five picks stands out pretty strongly about the game the other day.
Sorry to interrupt. Your own offense, for a while it had been a little bit out of sync. It got back into it in the Green Bay game. When you look at what happened last week and going forward, do you think they're still, are they still kind of struggling for consistency, or did they show enough besides the penalties to you to show you that they're kind of, I mean, that your offense might be on a little bit of a roll?
No points. Points. I mean,
they did move the ball.
Oh, yeah, but yes, we did in the first half. But you got to put points on the board. You have the half that we had, and you come off the field with 13 points. It's not the way it should be.
Tom, do you think there's any way, I mean, as tremendous a quarterback as Drew Brees is, trying not to look back here, I'm really pushing it forward, but I will reference something from the other day. I mean, the fact that your team now does not have to face the quarterback like you did last week, and now it's a more traditional quarterback, although a Pro Bowler, will possibly help your defense?
Well, it depends on which weapon do you want to talk about? I mean, will it help us in that it's a style that we would be more inclined to defend or try to defend. But on the other hand, they ran the ball on us last time too. So we're not just going to have to defend the pass. They're going to run the football. And they do well. I mean, in the last five games, they've averaged 119 yards a game rushing. So they've rushed the football. What was it, 148 that they rushed against Atlanta? So they've done everything in that regard. And so we have the whole gamut to defend. Up-tempo offense, the type that they play, which is fast. When they do not huddle, they play faster. So there's a lot of things that are going to have to be grasped. But it's not the scheme that we're least familiar with. We might be familiar with it, but it still doesn't make it any easier to defend, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Was Kenny's snaps on Monday night based on, maybe his knee wasn't quite there, or was that game plan, combination of both?
Combination.
Do you think he'll be able to?
We'll see. All I can tell you is we'll see.
Who's not going to practice today?
Sash. I think most of the guys are going to try to go in some capacity, to the extent that we're going to. Of course, Sean Locklear, but to the extent that we're going to, we're more or less going to have a glorified jog through is what it is.
Antrell rolled yesterday, said he wanted to see more of a nasty attitude out of your team. Do you agree that that's something that's needed from them down the stretch?
Well, I'd like to see a lot of things. And, anything that Antrell says is in the spirit of improvement. And I'm all for that, okay? I'm all for it in as many phases as I could stand here and discuss. I'm for it.
Tom, being that it's December, do you have a feeling that the guys in that locker room are ready to play their best football too?
You asked me that last week and the week before that and the week before that. So I don't know what you expect me to say. Do I feel it? Yeah, I feel it. I feel you better. There's a four-game schedule now. I'd hoped I'd stand here 2-0 in this schedule. It's 1-1 now. But thanks for reminding me. Anybody else?
You told us just
You told us yesterday that you feel like you have to win all these four games.
That's naturally. At the beginning, we needed to win all 16. What would you expect me to say? I expect us to win all six games. I expect us to play well. That's the objective. That's the goal. I don't know why it wouldn't be. Anything else? Thank you.
Any other